On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU Golf Team, coming off of a sixth-place finish at the Prairie Star Shootout in Illinois. Senior Danny Minton with us out of Hutchinson. Danny, what's this? Well, I guess we can call it spring now. It is officially spring. Winter and spring been like with the snow melting? You guys actually be able to get outside much earlier than normal?
Yeah, it's been nice. We had a nice spring break trip down to Arizona, so we got some good practice in there. We did come back, and then, you know, we had no snow, so we were hitting wedges, getting ready to play, and we went and played the tournament. Now the course will be open, so we'll be ready. The next couple weekends, we'll be going to Nebraska, so we'll be ready for that.
Very abbreviated spring schedule for you guys this year. Only a handful of events. Got to make the most out of them then, don't you?
Yeah, it's important that we play well in the next upcoming events, just so we can get our game fine-tuned for when we go play in the conference championship at the Jewel. We have a lot of strokes to make up if we want to make it to Supers. So it is important that we kind of get our team together and play well the next couple of events.
You and Casey Hill both tied for ninth last week, plus eight. Guys, you know, as a team, weren't very far off the pace either, but just goes to show you how good everybody is. A rather limited number of strokes separating first and last in that tournament.
Yeah, it was a good tournament. A lot of the teams are pretty close, so it made it pretty interesting that second day. I know it was tough out there for everybody. The courses down there weren't quite in optimal condition either, so the putting was kind of tough. I know I didn't have any birdies the whole weekend, so I mean, if I make a few birdies like I normally do, that helps out the team. We could have been right there, but it was good competition.
Early in the season, how do you have to change the game? Typically, it's a little more windy. You're not going to get much roll off of the fairways. You hit it into the rough, and good heavens, it's not rolling anywhere. So the course is playing a lot longer, too. How hard is it to adapt your game?
Early in the season, it's important to keep the ball lower so you get more roll. Like you said, the grass isn't going to be rolling as well as possible. It's also important to really focus around the greens. That's where you can make up a lot of strokes if you're not hitting the ball as far as you normally do later in the season. So right now it's really important just to really focus on our chipping and putting, because that's where we're going to save strokes.
I've always found that it's a little easier to putt in the early spring because they haven't cut the grass yet, so it's a little longer, it's a little slower. You got to hit it hard, but you're not going to roll one right past the cup by about 10 or 15 feet.
Yeah, and that is the difference too. Earlier in the season, we're playing courses that are in mint condition, so we're used to just a lot. Putts are rolling a lot faster, so you got to play a lot more break. And now we got to, you know, hit the putts harder, so the putting stroke's a little bit different, a little longer stroke. So it's kind of adapting to it, I guess, is important.
Guys are off now for a couple of weeks, about a week and a half yet. You go to Wayne, Nebraska. What sorts of things are you and the rest of the team working on in that time?
Well, the range is open now, so we're going to go hit balls and chip and putt. I think the course opens tomorrow, Thursday. So we'll get some qualifying rounds in and really get our game tuned in and just be playing golf, being tournament ready.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.